Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back to another week of podcasts. I'm so excited. We're going to go through some... We have a lot more articles and columns and things like that to review for this week. Mm-hmm. So
we do. So there's a lot of good stuff coming out.
Yeah. It seems like there's more and more being written about all the things that we've been talking about. So it's great to have the opportunity to find these... And from a variety of sources.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Some of them were Popular Press and Wall Street Journal and The New Yorker and parenting magazines. And they're coming from all different directions, discussing many of the topics that we've discussed on our shows before. I don't know whether we're just seeing these things because we're interested or there really are more things coming out. But it really does seem like there's more stuff coming out on these topics of interest to us.
Right. Well, and it just so happens that the first one that we're going to talk about was one, a column or article that was sent to us from a listener. Mm-hmm. And it was published in the website, Collective Evolution.
Oh, so this is a website.
Yeah, this is a website.
Because I didn't recognize that title.
Yeah, and it's the title of the article is Several Texas Schools Tripled Recess Time, and It Has Been Helping the Growing ADHD Problem.
It's something we've been talking about for years.
We have, and it's great to see that that there's some school districts that are really sort of pushing the boundaries of what is expected in schools. And they're seeing some really positive outcome.
And I mean this in the best possible way. I'm surprised to see this coming out of Texas because normally we associate all things conservative with Texas. Mm-hmm. You know, that Texas is one of those very conservative places. So I was delighted to see this coming out of Texas.
Right.
They have actually tripled the recess time.
Yeah.
Okay. And with two important findings.
Yeah,
right.
Two really important findings. Right. One is that the test scores are getting better.
Test scores are getting better. Right.
Who would have
thought?
Thunk it.
You know, remember Spark? Remember that physician who goes into schools and does those aerobic exercises in the morning?
Yeah.
And they discovered the same thing. Just by increasing exercise, they increased test scores. It was the only thing that changed.
Right.
Because these kids were allowed to do aerobic exercises prior to the start of classes in the morning. And test scores went up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now here we see the same result.
Absolutely.
And I think I really do believe there's something to that. Kids are meant to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even Vygotsky 100 years ago said kids are meant to play. That's where they really stretch themselves and develop new skills is during play.
You
know,
absolutely.
If it's supervised, the teacher limits.
Right.
Whereas I was talking to one of my classes about this the other night. When kids are alone, they do crazy things.
Right.
They climb trees.
Mm-hmm.
They get on roofs and jump off.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that when adults are around.
Right.
You do that when nobody's around, when you're playing.
Yeah.
You know? So you really stretch yourself when the adults aren't around.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what happens with these kids. Yeah. They have to blow off some steam.
Right. And not just that, but of course the physiological improvements and help that comes from being able to play and get that physical activity. So so that was one thing. The other thing is that they were seeing significant reductions in the prevalence of ADHD symptoms.
That is the most encouraging part of this whole article.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So you know, again, in a place where we often see very high rates of ADHD diagnoses of ADHD and of course ADHD symptoms, here again, all we changed was the amount of recess, and they're seeing a reduction in ADHD symptoms.
No medications.
Nope.
No. Hey, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. When were you in elementary school? In the 80s?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have recess?
Yes, I think so. It's hard to remember. It was so long ago.
I was in elementary school in the...
Did you say in the 20s?
And we had recess three times a day.
What?
We had it once in the morning.
Well, that's because you guys didn't have as many subjects to study back then.
We didn't have books. No.
That's right.
We only had one pencil that we had to share.
That's right.
No, we had one recess in the morning, mm-hmm. and we went out after lunch, and then we had one short recess in the afternoon.
Wow.
I think we did that into the 80s or so.
I don't know.
But you had recess in the 80s.
Yeah.
Okay. When our children went to school, mm-hmm. they didn't have recess.
Yeah. It
My
started
kids
to decline. Yeah.
Went to elementary school in the. They started in the 90s mm-hmm. and into the 2000s, and they didn't have recess.
Right.
I couldn't have done it.
Yeah.
I ask you because you and I both have ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have gone to school the way my kids did.
Right.
I never would have made it.
That would have been
difficult. I would have had horrible ADHD symptoms.
Right.
I knew that every once in a while we were going to go outside and blow off some steam. I couldn't have done it the way my kids did it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So I was glad to see this article. And I hope that schools begin to make mm-hmm. these changes. Kids need to get out and just run around and play.
Yeah. So. And it's a good indication for parents, too. You know, if you think about...
Yeah.
What they found at this school, you know, if you're mm-hmm. if you have the weekend or you are, you know, a day off school or yeah. even if it's in the evening and your kid's really having a difficult time focusing or concentrating, mm-hmm. it may be good to just not to go outside and play for this extended period of time, but right. you know, going outside and running around for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Again, not a lot of time because you don't want to completely shift out of that mode. You know, recess usually only lasts, you know, 5 or 10 minutes sometimes.
It would be short, you know, and then it would take time to get everybody back into the room mm-hmm. and get everybody settled down. But, and that's what teachers were worried about for so long, is that they were giving up too much instructional
right.
time. But it's worth all the time.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I think parents need to, key to their children's rhythms.
Right.
Some kids should do homework as soon as they get home. Other mm-hmm. kids need to get out
yeah.
and blow off a little steam first. So you need to know your child and what your child needs and when they should be doing homework.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Let them play.
That's the great point that you have to know your child.
Yeah, right.
So, think about that. If you're a teacher... Mm-hmm. You know, think about ways to build some of these motor activities in and physical activities into
right.
your teaching. You know, it doesn't take a lot of time, and it doesn't necessarily have to interrupt too mm-hmm. much educational time or academic engagement time. You know, just find some time for them to mm-hmm. to spend some of this energy, and it really can reset.
Right. Let them reset. That's
yeah.
right.
So, mm-hmm. All right.
Good.
That's it?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'll have a link. Mm-hmm.
Thank you to the listener for sending it in, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll have a link to the article in the show notes, so if you want to mm-hmm. check it out. So that'll be great.
Yep.
All right. Until next time, I'm Dr. Bernie.
I'm Dr. Richard.
Have a great day. Stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.